This show proudly sponsored by Real American Freestyle Wrestling.
Hi, everyone. Brian Kilmeade here. Thanks so much for listening to the show. I assume you are. We're at 48th and 6th in Midtown Manhattan, heard around the country, around the world. We got a lot going on, but we do know this. Shootings are down. General crime is down. The only thing up is rape, which is not good. But at least we're cracking down on other things. But we are about to have a mayoral election of national implications. And that'll be great. With me right now is Kennedy.
Wait, a mayoral what? When was that first one? Huh? That completely changes the tenor of the race, Brian.
I didn't even introduce you yet.
Mm-hmm. They know.
Bottom of the hour, Miranda Devine's going to be on. You're on now.
Wow.
Yeah. So, and by the way, how's your podcast going?
Amazing. Kennedy Saves the World 5 days a week. Fox News Podcast, Spotify, Apple, YouTube, wherever you get your podcasts, get saved.
Right. Get saved. What do you mean?
It's called Kennedy Saves the World.
Oh, get saved.
Yeah.
I thought you meant like a Christian.
Sure, that too. Whatever. You know, we're down for all of it, Brian. No judgments.
You know, you had Ainsley on.
How'd
you handle with the expletives and everything? Yeah, because that's how people see her on television. But when she goes on podcasts, everything's a curse word.
Yeah, it was like beep, 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 beep. It was like Morse code.
Right. See, but still, I'm sure people enjoyed it. It's always good to hear from her. Before we get to Kennedy, let's get to the big three.
Number three.
He's attacking you as a communist, are you?
No, I'm a democratic socialist. That means I believe in dignity for all people.
Mm. He's pretty dignity.
I think...
You're not a communist. I agree with that.
Oh, okay, good.
Joy. Wow, that's Joy fantastic. Behar weighed in.
Yep. Hey, Eric, isn't the big three supposed to be just me? I mean, she's just yelling during this. Wait, more on that later. Well, wake up, New York City. Your front-running mayor is letting you know what a disaster he will be on schools, crime, and the economy.
Number two.
This is not about safety. This is not about immigration. This is about fomenting chaos and terrorizing the people of Chicago and cities across America.
Now you're insulted. You don't want to say anything.
I didn't want to hear the word fomenting today.
Crime crackdown in blue cities from Portland to Chicago. The heat is coming with one simple goal, safety for the people. Why is that bad for Democratic mayors and governors?
And your racism.
Number one.
They switched all their positions for political expediency, and now they're making the American people pay for that. It's wrong and it's shameless.
How long does this go on?
I hope it's a short one because real people are suffering because of this.
Shut down in D.C. Dems feeling the pain as Trump, Thune, and Johnson amp up the pressure because they've acquired almost all the leverage. We'll break it down. And right now, Lisa, I know you, Kennedy, you pride yourself on saying, hey, I'm not a Republican or Democrat.
I am not. That is a factual statement. Very good.
Right. Thank you. And we've also noticed in 2013, Ted Cruz says, I want to stop Obamacare. Let's have a lockout. How'd that go? Terrible. Yeah. Barack Obama ran over him. And then we had the Freedom Caucus do a lot of this without the leverage. They have a great theme. They have, I understand their cause, but they don't have any leverage. So they lost that. We're now witnessing.
We're talking about 2018, 2019.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's about leverage. I mean, it's where Freedom Caucus stood up for a lot of great things, but they didn't have the numbers. Now we have the progressive side of the left controlling Chuck Schumer.
They don't have the
numbers. They don't have the leverage right now. And Trump let him know, hey, that $18 billion going to New York, I think I'm going to hold on to it.
Oh, yeah. You want to build that cute little tunnel between New York and New Jersey? We're going to put that on pause.
Put the shovels away.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how you do it, by the way, the tunnels.
They're underwater shovels, by the way.
Which is crazy. Right, because you have to have. Do you have a snorkel, or you just have a full scuba outfit?
It's I would love to snorkel, but it's got to be scuba because you snorkel. It's got to be a long snorkel.
Right,
it's got to be like
because you got to stay on the surface. Because how do you keep the snorkel above the water while shoveling and making a tunnel?
Tougher than you think.
Right, mm-hmm. They used to do that though.
They did
in the 1880s.
That's how the railroads were built.
Right, and that was before flippers. They couldn't figure out, right? I mean, who invented flippers?
There was no underwater propulsion.
Yes.
I would say the Greeks probably did.
Right, absolutely, because they did
were
everything.
They were seafaring folk.
I never saw them in the water, though.
They weren't underwater.
By the way, not much of showering, right? They weren't big into cleanliness?
Of course they were. They were always underwater. They were cleaned by the sea.
While making tunnels. Mm-hmm. All right, so they don't have any leverage, and I think little by little you're going to have Russ Folk go, I think I'm just going to start cutting programs and cutting jobs. And that's going to amp up the pressure. Plus, they're looking to change the Big Beautiful Bill fundamentally, which they didn't weigh in on because they didn't need any votes. They didn't give any votes. But you can't just go back and say, undo health care, I'm going to shut down the government. It's not going to work like that.
No, it doesn't work like that. And also, if your big socialized medicine plan requires funding
constantly
that you would only use during pandemics, a global crisis,
yes,
maybe there's something fundamentally wrong with said socialist healthcare plan.
So that's really what we're saying now. And now they have breaking up 20 lawmakers are meeting on their own outside leadership to try to come up with some way to solve it. But AOC said, listen, you keep on bringing my name up saying that Chuck Schumer's being tough because he's afraid of me primarying. She had an idea. Cut seven.
I saw some Republican members of Congress saying, oh, well, if we have this shutdown, it's because of AOC. Well, if that's the case, my office is open and you are free to walk in and negotiate with me directly.
Read between the lines. Does she really want her people to walk in, or is she trying to be a leader?
She would love to be a leader because the leadership in the Democrat caucus sucks. I don't think she's that great. I think that she's one of those people that is out to huff her own Musk. She doesn't really, she's not about problem solving. She's about problem creating,
yes,
in order to get more attention.
Right. Cut eight is Nancy Pelosi dealing with AOC's comment.
There was a thought from the Republicans that AOC is directing this, and she said that senators are welcome to go to her office directly. Is she?
Why are you saying such a ridiculous thing? Why are you saying? She is not directing this. She's wonderful. She's a real team player and the rest of that. You started by saying Republicans saying that she's directing this. She is not. Hakeem Jeffries is. She's an articulate spokesperson for her point of view.
Just go to bed. Take a nap.
Well, but she gets mad at the questioner. I've seen her get mad at CNN, MSNBC.
Yeah,
but for
remember?
Asking.
When she was on CNN with, what's his name, who just wrote the Biden book, Jake Tapper, and she got mad at him for asking a question relating to the news cycle in real life. And she's like, how dare you? I thought we were just going to talk about my book, Jake.
Right. It's absolutely insane. You know, they get on Trump for saying you're a terrible reporter and this, but he takes their questions and he actually answers their questions. What about the revelation today, although I want to stay with the lockdown, about Joe Biden with palm cards, with pictures of Hillary Clinton and biographies, Chuck Schumer and biographies?
He was gone. I mean,
that
is someone who is being completely propped up.
Tell me you were not surprised by this.
I mean, come on. It's wholly unsurprising. It's just really sad that that's the state he was in, that he couldn't I mean, how many people have we heard from? How many Democrats have said, well, yeah, he didn't recognize me. I saw him at the White House picnic. I wanted to run some ideas by him. And he's like, oh, nice to meet you, young man. It's like, actually, it's Eric Swalwell.
I'm
your grandson. Swalwell said that. He didn't recognize me.
But they weren't saying it at the time. They showed no guts, nobody. I mean,
Tapper certainly didn't say it at the time. He
right.
challenged anyone who was like, yeah, maybe Biden is old and frail.
Are you a doctor?
After the election.
Yeah, but after the election when he could make some money, he's
right.
like, oh, well, our reporting. It's like, no. Alex Thompson from Axios was the only one who was reporting that in real time, and you guys attacked him.
Did he see the co-author of the book, too?
Yes.
Yeah, so he got credit, and Jake Tapper kind of put his name on it.
Mm-hmm.
So on the Biden thing, did you see my tab system, by the way?
Very impressive.
Yeah,
I thought that was a legal brief that you were filing later.
Right, to sue you.
Oh,
finally.
Good Lord.
So
what a day.
Did you see this Mary Bruce? The questions and answers of ABC reporter Mary Bruce was on the card, the palm card of Joe Biden's. So the question.
We knew this was happening all along, by the way. We knew that that KJP was pre-screening these questions before they were called upon. So Joe Biden knew what the questions were, knew what the answer was supposed to be in advance before he would call on members of the press.
Right, now,
and it had to be orderly and no one could say anything. There couldn't be bright lights because he would seize up.
But don't diminish this revelation to see it in black and white on the palm card.
Yeah.
It said, here's the question. Okay.
Okay.
How do you view the path forward? How do you think about your place in history? My goodness, if you can't roll out of bed and know the answer to that question, you need that question ahead of time. You need that written down anywhere.
Yeah, that's really sad.
I mean,
you shouldn't be president
for our country.
If you need, yeah. Yes. So, this is a person who was compromised, frail, past his prime, obviously in a great state of mental disrepair, and still insisted on being the most powerful person in the country.
So Fox Digital got these five cards. Four of the five cards obtained by Fox Digital are stamped with a disclaimer reading, "President has seen."
Oh, great.
So we had a chance to pre-read these on the few press conferences he had. And just contrast that with what we're dealing with now. We're dealing with a president that talks four times a day to anybody, random questions, it doesn't matter.
No, and you, if you see him on screen, you have no idea how long he's going to go.
Right.
Like, I was in the green room the other day, and I think I got into hair and makeup at like 12:05, and it was during outnumbered, and I was like, they may not have a show, because the president was talking.
Yeah.
He was talking to the press, he was talking to members of his cabinet. He was just talking. He was going off about anything that people would throw at him. And Joe Biden could never, ever put himself in that position.
Yeah. I mean, we're going to demand this. I don't think at this level. Mm-hmm. I think we're going to demand this in the future. By the way, thanks for turning down that call.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times I'll have guests who get a call and they'll leave.
I've seen it.
They're like, you're on a national radio show, but my housekeeper can't find her keys. So I got to go. So I was just amazed. This is the full circle. Nancy Pelosi, how we want to criticize her. So fast forward to 2024. She watches the collapse in June. Mm-hmm. Barack Obama doesn't do anything. Hakeem Jeffries doesn't do anything. Schumer doesn't do anything. She steps up and she rips him, calls over and said, put your pollster on. You're getting killed. You were terrible. I'm still winning. No, you're not. And then afterwards, she hops on MSNBC and say, he has to tell me if he wants to stay. He wants to stay in this race. And he keeps saying, I want to stay in the race. He has to tell him. It was all her that threw him overboard, which is why they don't talk.
Yeah.
But if you're looking for someone doing something for the party, late, she was the only one. The guys never stepped up. Obama never stepped up. Nobody stepped up.
Because it was messy. And it's like, and they were the ones who allowed the mess to fester for as long as it did.
Right.
Till it got to the point where you had no choice. So now his legacy is the guy who was forced out of the race because he was too old.
And was he ever there when these palm cards and things like that?
Not from January 20th, 2021 forward. He was not there.
Her name is Kennedy. Enough said. Back in a moment.
Scapegoat. You know what a scapegoat is? They get a goat and they heap all of the ills onto the goat and then they run the goat out of town.
Breaking news, the latest headlines, exciting commentary.
People are aroused. I haven't seen people so aroused in a very, very long time.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
Hi, this is Dave Anthony. Today on the Fox News Rundown podcast, the race for governor in New Jersey. Polls show it's close, and it's one of just three elections being closely followed this fall. Go to foxnewspodcast.com to listen and follow.
This week on the Fox True Crime Podcast, I'm joined by retired FBI Special Agent Stacey Perkins as she discusses the Bureau's Innocent Images Initiative and the many child predators she has helped to bring down.
Listen and follow now at foxtruecrime.com.
We do need to invest in programs that acknowledge the need for safe space initiatives.
Yes.
Led by lesbian, gay, bisexual, two-spirit, trans, and gender nonconforming people. What's two-spirit?
Well, look, I don't know exactly. You guys are pulling some interesting quotes.
This here. Is from your if, report.
Look at me. I feel like I'm looking at a two-faced individual because you talk about reducing.
Oh, no,
violence.
Sir. You're looking at somebody who's you're reading you your own words.
So that is from the Two-Spirit is a contemporary. And by the way, Kennedy's here. Two-Spirit is a contemporary indigenous-focused umbrella term for people of Native American cultures who embody both masculine and feminine spirits. Mm. And that was Hawley challenging Gregory Jackson, who served as deputy director of the Biden White House Office of Gun Violence and Prevention. So how off was just about everything during those years?
Yeah.
What spirit are you?
That's a spirit of 76, I would say.
Right. Thank you. Yeah. Which is
well, got a big 250 next
well, well
year.
For us.
So,
yeah.
Yeah. I'm excited about that.
I'm going by the mean spirited. I'm a little mean spirited today.
No, you're not.
But I mean, this is the stuff that when we were Kennedy, we've been on the air so long together. This was once something that we've go, oh, do we have to learn this now? Pronouns, is this what people are talking about?
Yeah, every now, Stanford with their language, like Don't call it a master bedroom.
Right.
It's called a primary bedroom because that might offend someone.
The NBA can't call themselves owners because it's bad. They can't call themselves owners. Men who
neither can people who own pets.
Right.
Yeah, you're going to offend your dog if you say
I'm
a dog
owner. But now we
can.
Owner. Yeah. Even God. Mayor Pete, no pronouns and a beard.
He cannot serve in right. Pete Hicks' military with
right.
that beard.
I love that speech, by the way. Okay. Man, it's interesting. Thanks for building on that. Here is Kimmel and Colbert. Kimmel on Colbert.
Oh, God.
Cut 39.
We're doing something unprecedented tonight. We thought it might be a fun way to drive the president nuts.
That son of a, you know, is really unbelievable.
Mr. Son of a,
I mean
Mr. Son of a,
his royal, yes, yeah, no, I never imagined that we'd ever have a president like this, and I hope we don't ever have another president like this again.
Colbert, Kimmel on Colbert's couch. He's going against himself.
Yeah.
What happened in the days when Joey Bishop went against Johnny Carson and they stopped speaking? Joan Rivers went against Carson and there was a bloodlust feud. You know, when Chevy Chase spun. I mean, there used to be wars at night. Leno against Letterman. Mm-hmm. We want to win. That's because America. You can't go in the other guy's couch.
No. David Letterman never would have gone on The Tonight Show with Jay Leno. And
no,
like,
well, they hate each other.
Yeah.
Is that whole thing?
And like George W. Bush is a hack. Even though they probably... Well, I don't know. Leno's pretty apolitical. I wouldn't be surprised if he's a registered Republican.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't think so. I think that he's like you. Like calls as like calling the shots. What do you like about each
I
person?
I hope one day I have as many cars as he does.
Right. Do you find that... Who do you think the funniest talk show host away from the camera is?
Jimmy Fallon.
True. How about not out of Fox?
Oh, like of the...
Out of all the guys that have done it and not done it, like they got the three in the middle, Letterman.
I used
Leno.
To love Letterman, but he was notoriously prickly off camera.
Right.
And didn't want anyone to talk to him. And it's like, he went to the same college as my parents in Indiana.
Ball State.
Yeah. My parents went to Ball State. That's where they met.
To me, the funniest is Conan O'Brien.
Conan's amazing.
I listened to his show on Sirius. And number one, I didn't really watch his late night show because of the job I have. But I just can't believe in the moment how funny. I don't think anyone's close. Now you know why Lorne Michaels said, this guy's a writer, but he will be a great host.
Yes. And he knew that he was not a comedic performer on a sketch show, but that there was something about him that was so likable and so funny and smart, because it's hard to be that smart and that intellectual and come from Harvard and still be that goofy and adolescent.
Right. And what do you think that means in the big picture? Like, of all the topics I picked.
So I went on Conan's show, Letterman, and The Tonight Show with Leno, and Conan was by far the funniest and the most chatty in between commercials.
Like legitimate chatty, not like, well, can you believe this weather?
Just no,
like,
he was so funny.
Okay, of all those shows... I'm trying to think. I've been on none of them. So I am even more jealous of you. Kennedy, check out our podcast.
Brian Kilmeade.
It's Will Kane Country. Watch it live at noon Eastern, Monday through Thursday at foxnews.com or on the Fox News YouTube channel. And don't miss the show. Listen and follow the podcast 5 days a week at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.